No.
Ready, Mr. President?
Yeah. No, everybody that's talked to him bringing me that back, and they all bring it back from everybody almost except Dick Bolin and two or three of the real liberals, a strong ADA type. They think everything ought to be in the tax bill. The other group says, well, it doesn't go and doesn't do any good for 5-6 months, and you can't get it for 3 or 4 months. And what you better do is see what you're going to do in Vietnam. And if you can get to, if you can get any progress in Vietnam, or you might get out by next year, next June, you're all right, because you don't have to throw a lot of defense expenditures in it. If you don't, you've got to come up with a big several billion hunk for Vietnam. When you do, you've got to come up for reserves, you've got to come up for taxes. But you can't get them to even stay here on Tuesday and Wednesday now with the election up, and they kind of got a, the polls have kind of gone down and given them a jitters, and Jerry Ford's out slashing. I've forgotten yesterday he had some new slang, well, I don't remember something else that he had up in Connecticut. I've forgotten it. Some wild statement, though. I heard it on television, but well, we don't know. We're telling them all we know. We got $100 billion appropriated to us we haven't spent. Now, after Korea, we had $12 billion left over. Now, why do we want to appropriate a lot more money to place a lot of orders that if we can finish by 67, we won't need it all, and just cause us to cancel them. Now, none of our contracting people think we ought to. Jerry and Mel Laird want us to, so that it'll give you a hell of a big deficit. Now, we have, I may be wrong, but I got to studying this budget and harping on it mighty strong, largely because you came in raising, well, largely because President Eisenhower came in raising the dickens and saying that, that we just ought to start off that way and be very careful and try to pare out all the non-essentials. And now, for 3 years, I have had less deficit than we predicted, considerably less. And that's pretty responsible. Now, I don't know what's going to happen this year, but we think it's going to be less this year. Well, we would like for it to be less next year. But I can't tell. If I've got to have a big Vietnam expenditure, I've got to have a big tax bill. And I believe I can get it if I've got to have it. But I don't believe I can get it before November.
Well, I'm convinced, Mr. President, that I'm not getting help out of this. I'm convinced also that
how are your Panama thing coming, Bob?
Well, it is pretty well at its best. Now, a year later, you're coming in here today at 3 o'clock. He's up for a minute. And we got back on Friday, the first document which we've ever had from them after we had submitted them their documents. Our documents. Our documents are in the form of I would call it a statement of funds. The statement of funds really adds up to turn the canal over to us, and we'll let them participate in it, and not run you completely out of the country. And all the 10 decisions we'll make jointly, and it's something which we tried to do. Never on earth get into Congress. I'm going to tell them later.
What's our alternative then?
Well, our alternative is just keep them talking and not doing anything, or making them a piece of tech. They fly and drag, drag them on the board of directors. The danger in this matter one is, if you start giving them anything, you start giving them away your bargaining.
Got a good ambassador there?
Hey, there, I think he's all right. I have no worries about there. I
What about Fleming? What kind of fellow is he?
Fleming is all right, but Fleming is toward the Army. I mean, it's armed out. And he looks forward to leaving. The fellow gets arrested, you know, and he does good.
Wouldn't he stay?
Would he stay?
Yeah.
I don't know, Mr. President. I guess he would be asked to leave.
Wouldn't you think that he ought to?
Well, I've always felt he's been a good man.
I don't know whether you got whether civilian government helps much or not. I think you better have somebody that's got some experience and some judgment and some strength, some backbone.
Well, Fleming, if you decide to put in a military government, Fleming might say, now his wife helped that. He wouldn't have an operation. I talked to him during the appropriation hearing months ago. And he told his wife to get along very well. I don't know if he's willing to stay longer or not. I don't really know enough about the physical condition of his wife to know whether or not that's true.
But if you were president, wouldn't you appoint him?
Before Fleming back?
Yeah, with all this trouble coming up.
I might, Mr. President. I'd either do that or I'd be awful sure that I had a strong man.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid I'm going to get somebody that hadn't got experience and will start giving a little bit, caving, and then pretty soon he'll have his tail between his legs.
Well,
say, on this Eisenhower thing, that's this week, isn't it?
July the 1st, you're waiting.
Yeah. Is there anything I can do that I haven't done?
President, I don't know of anything. There's some text there. Well, on their birthday.
Some what down here?
He said Jake knew some language and some gestures.
Yeah, I proved that.
And got a taste, but President, I want to be happy.
Yeah.